I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Democrats are once again calling for an expulsion vote against Republican Senator Randy Baumgardner after two additional formal complaints of sexual and workplace harassment were found to be credible. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Baumgardner survived an expulsion vote on April 2nd. Based on the findings of a previous investigation, it found it more likely than not he grabbed and slapped a former legislative aide's buttocks. Democratic Senator Rhonda Fields of Aurora says she feels tricked because the expulsion vote didn't include all of the evidence.
We now find out that not only did this lawmaker, this senator, hit a woman on her butt, he's also known as a boob grabber. And we're still going on with our business, not addressing our workplace. What is it going to take to lead in crisis?
Before the end of the legislative session on May 9th, Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham wants to include top leaders in both parties to help decide consequences. On Monday, he said he would not ask Baumgardner to resign. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The 117 fire in southern El Paso County last week caused more than $1.3 million in damages. The county says the number of homes completely destroyed is 18, with an additional 21 other buildings damaged or destroyed. The fire burned more than 42,000 acres. This is 91.5 KRCC News.